Okay, so we're on Dafirala tonight. All right, I'm going to begin five lines from the bottom on Yoramid base, 10b, five lines from the bottom. So it says, we went over this yesterday, but I'll go over again today. And most of the daf today is on the easier side, but the end is on the more difficult side. Okay, so Tani, we learn the Braisa, Reb Lezer Omer, B'tishrei Nivra Ha'olam. So there's going to be a machlok between Tanayim, Reb Lezer, and Reb Yeshua. Remember, Reb Lezer, Reb Yeshua, those are the ones who took Reb Yochum and Zakkai out of Yerushalayim, and eventually Reb Yeshua ended up putting Reb Lezer in Chayram. but their bar plucked us throughout Shas. So they have a disagreement on whether the world was created in Nisan or Tishrei. But even with that, there's only 4 points of disagreement. Most things they agree on. You'll see even here, most things there's only 4 points they disagree with. So Reb Lezer Omer, B'tishrei Nivra Olam, that's 1 point that disagree on. B'tishrei Noldu Avot, the Avot were born in Tishrei. He says, B'tishrei Meitu Avot, third point of disagreement. But Pesach Nolad Yitzchak, they both agree on that. Rosh Hashanah Nifkada Sarah Rachel B'chana. On Rosh Hashanah, the Gzeira came out for Sarah Rachel. Sarah is the wife of Abram Avinu. Rachel is the wife of Yaakov. And Chana is the wife of Elkanah, the mother of Shmuel. They should have children. They agree on that. Rosh Hashanah Yatsa Yosef Beit HaAsurim. On Rosh Hashanah, Yosef was sprung from jail. He got released from prison. They agree on that. On the top line on Yud Aleph Amud Aleph, Rosh Hashanah Batla Avodah Miyavatina B'Mitzrayim. On Rosh Hashanah, the shibud for our forebears ceased. So it means that if you look at Rashi, the second white line in Rashi, but 6 months before the redemption, the shibud ceased. So, and if you look at Tosfos, or not Tosfos, where is it? Yeah. Tosfos says, even though the makko began in Nisan, but nevertheless, the Avoda was only posek in Tishrei. So in other words, so the Makot begin a year before the Exodus. And then in Tishrei, they said, okay, no need to work anymore. It's a little bit like those Avodim we had with the Ovel year. they're kind of sitting around for a while, but not quite free. Okay, so related to the other. Okay, now he says, then B'Nisan they were redeemed. They all agree on that. But B'Tishrei Yatsim Lihigael, the second line in Yadolf Amadav, 11a, the second line. So he says, B'Tishrei Yatsim Lihigael, and Tishrei they will be redeemed. That's the fourth point of disagreement. Okay, now, so that's Tana Reb Lezer. Now let's see Reb Yeshua. Reb Yeshua Omer, B'Nisan Nivra Ha'olam. Reb Yeshua says, B'Nisan the world was created, one point of disagreement. B'Nisan Ol Du Avot. When it says Avot, it means Avram and Yaakov, because everybody agrees that Yitzchak was born in Nisan. So it's Avram and Yaakov, second point of disagreement. B'Nisan made to Avot, third point of disagreement. The Avot died in Nisan. But Pesach Nolad Yitzchak, that they both agree on. Rosh Hashanah Nifkada Sarah Rachel B'Chana. On Rosh Hashanah, it was Zerin Shemayim that Sarah Rachel and Chana should have children, so that they agree on. Rosh Hashanah Yitzchak Beit HaAsurim. On Rosh Hashanah, Yosef was, it was decreed that he got freed. So that they agree on. Rosh Hashanah Batla Abu Dami Avatina Mitzrayim, that they agree on. And Rosh Hashanah, the Shibud ended up. In Nisan they redeemed, in Nisan they will be redeemed in the future. Okay, so again, so just to repeat, so we have machlok between Tana Reb Lezer and Reb Yoshua, but when the world was created, but there's only 4 points of disagreement. The 4 points are, when was the world created? Tishrei and Nisan. When were the Avot born and died? Because they're born, they live the same month they died. So according to Reb Lezer, it's Tishrei and Tishrei. According to Reb Yeshua, it's Nisan and Nisan. And when will the future Geula be? Will the future Geula be in Tishrei or the future Geula will be in Nisan? But they all agree that the Geula in Mitzrayim, that they all agree to place in Nisan. Okay? Any questions, comments, thoughts?
The creation of man, not the creation of the world.
Yes and no. I'll talk in a minute about it. One second. What's up?
I think you mentioned it, and it just went. What did Bnei Yisrael do between the end of the Shibud and the Geula? It was six months.
So, yeah, I don't know what they would. I said I thought it was a little bit like the Avadim in the Ovel year.
But those were 10 days
busy partying, so they're happy. They're not working, but they're not free to leave. You know that's what. More than that, I don't know what they're
doing. Are they getting paid? Are they sustaining themselves?
I don't think they're getting a salary, but they picked it up at the end anyway, though. All right, what's up?
You're on unemployment.
Wait. Moshe, when one second, there's somebody here, Robert. Yeah. Yeah, we've been through this several times. I'll go over it again, okay? So, okay, here it's coming. Here it's Sachsu. So in Rosh Hashanah, we say, Hayom Harad Olam. today is the birthday of the world. But the other Tana will hold that if Benisa Nibra Olam, he'll say that it was Olam B'machshava to Hashem to create the world. And it was Hayom Arad Olam, and it was in Hashem's Machshava to create the world in Nisan. It was not that it was actually created, but Hayom Arad Olam, and it was Olam B'machshava. Okay, well, Aaron Moshe, what do you got for me? Aaron Moshe?
I was just going to say that that 10-day period that they're before the Tzkiyas HaShofar, they stay in the house with the Balabos. But but the point is, it's the Kiyas HaShofar, you don't need a Shofar on Yom Kippur to know that everybody's leaving. Everybody knows everybody's leaving without that the Kiyas HaShofar. All the guys with the funny-looking earlobes, everybody's leaving. But the point is, the reason for the Kiyas HaShofar is for the Balabos and for the family, because if somebody's with you for so many years as a loyal servant, they become part of the family. It's hard to lose them. So that the Kiyas HaShofar is to let everybody know.
Aramosha. All right. But we learned in the Gemara earlier, according to one Tana, if they don't blow the shofar, then the land doesn't have to lie fallow. So that would be an important din. According to one Tana, if they don't blow the shofar, then there's no din in Yovel to the land. But I hear what you're saying. Okay, now I have to move on. I'm sorry. Let me just go on because I got to keep the doc moving. We have time at the end. We'll talk more. Okay. Now let me do this thing from the doc digest. So we mentioned the machloket about the future geula. Now the Turei Evan. Turei Evan is by the Shagas Aryeh. So he says that Turei Evan cites a Gemara in Erevin on Mem Gimel, which clearly indicates that it's possible the Mashiach to come at any time throughout the year except on Shabbos and Yantin. So how do you say that the Gula is going to be in Tishrei or the Gula is going to be in Nisan when, like we say, every day in the world we have the Karin, B'chol Yom Shiavo, every day he comes. So how do I reconcile that? Katsuli asks, how is it possible for Reb Lezer or Yeshua to limit the time of the redemption to a single month when we're saying every day he can come? So in answer, the Turei Evan cites the Gemara in Sanhedrin on Sadichet, which describes two types of redemption. They're referring to the redemption, one pasuk says, it says, Be'ita achishena. And it's in point in time, I'll bring it close. He says, it's a point of time, and the exact time of redemption is preordained from the outset. That's Be'ita. Then achishena, I will hasten the redemption, implying that the redemption can occur at any time, and this time is not preordained. Shuben Levi explains that if there is a righteous and deserving generation, the Mashiach will come without delay, achishena. In other words, remember the Gemara says that one of the Chachamim, he went to Rome, and he bumped into the Melech HaMashiach. He says, Eimatai Ka'atimar, when is the Master coming? And he said, Hayom. And he went back home, and he was ecstatic. He thought, the Mashiach's coming today, and the Mashiach didn't come. He says, no, he meant Hayom Mikolo Tishro. Today, if you listen to his voice. So anyway, however, if throughout the exile, none of the generations merit redemption, then Hashem will redeem us be Yita, it's a point of time. The Turei Evan suggests that Rabbi Shmuel Reb Lezer argued about which month is designated as the appointed time for redemption, Be'ita. However, this does not restrain Mashiach from coming during the rest of the year in the event that the generation is righteous and merits redemption, Achishena. So if you merit it, so it can come any day. But if you're, not so great, and then it becomes an appointed time, so that either B'Nisan or B'Tishrei. Now, alternatively, the Sfas Emes, the different Hesber, distinguishes between the Geula, the redemption, and Bias HaMashiach, the two different events, the coming of the Mashiach and the Geula. He says the Mashiach can arrive all year round, as Gemara Eirubin says. Well, the Gemara is saying when the Mashiach can come. Yeah, the Mashiach can come any day of the year. However, the final redemption with the Kibbutz Galiot, the ingathering of the exiles, will necessarily occur on the day of his arrival. The Mashiach will come, he's like a regular Melech, he's like Bas HaVadam, he'll come. But then you have Kibbutz Galiot, all the exiles that come into Israel. It's possible, for example, for Mashiach to appear in ER and begin preparing us for the redemption, but the actual redemption will not take place until Tishrei or Nisan. That's another Hesber. So the Mashiach can come at any time, but the final Kibbutz Galiot, the ultimate Geula, will come in Nisan or Tishrei. Okay, let's keep moving in the Gemara, and then I'll pause in another 20 lines, okay? Let's go back in the Gemara. So, so we're around line 8. Okay, Yud Aleph Amun Aleph, 11a. So Tanya, Reb Lezer Omer, Minayim Tishrei Nivra Ha'olam. How can I prove to you? How do I know that the world was created in Tishrei? Shneimar Vayomer Elokim Tashei Ha'aretz Desha. He says, "Let the world." Now this is in the Tzivui for Hashem. Okay, you have to remember between the Tzivui of Hashem and the fulfillment of the Bria. He's focusing on the Tzivui, what Hashem says. So Hashem says, "Tashei Ha'aretz Desha," that the world be filled with vegetation. Esav Manzriya Zera. that the grass be filled with growth. Eighth pri, let the trees be filled with fruits. Ezu chodesh ha'aretz. Now here you need like the bas. Ezu chodesh ha'aretz malea d'shayim, which is the month as between Nisan and Tishrei that is the ha'aretz malea d'shayim. The world is filled with vegetation. The ilan malei peirot and the tree is filled with fruit. Haviyomer is a Tishrei. That's Tishrei. In other words, the vegetation begins to grow in the spring. But in the fall, it's in full bloom. And the same thing with the fruits. The fruits, you know, they have the buds, and then they're all ready to go in Tishrei. That was a time of rain, he wants to say. And the rain came down, and everything grew. A mist will arise from the ground. I was bothered by this a little bit because usually we say the first rains, in Shema, we always say Yorel Malkosh. Yorel is the early rain. And that Chazal teaches us comes in Mar Cheshvan, but here he's saying the rain would come in Tishrei. Okay, that's the first side. Now, Rabbi Yeshua Omer, the Tan Rabbi Yeshua says, "Minayin shebenisan nivra ha'olam." How do I know that the world was actually created in Nisan? Now it's going to come out of the Masechta Gemara that we hold on Lach L'Maaseh that the world was created in Nisan, not the way you know you may have learned in Yeshiva Kano or Hebrew school. In other words, that the world was created in Nisan. We'll see. So he says here, "Minayin shebenisan nivra ha'olam." How do we know the world was created in Nisan? Shenemar, now he, Rabbi Yeshua, is focusing on the fulfillment of Hashem's tzivui. You have the memory of Hashem, and then what the earth finally did. And then the Gemara is going to ask how each one learns the other psukim. So he says, Shenemar, batotzei ha'aretz desha. The world came forth with desha, with like grass or some vegetation, esav mazriya zera, like grass growing, the eighth of Seprian, a tree that would give forth fruit. Ezu chodesh ha'aretz. Now here he's saying motzia is where the Bach says it. Sha'aretz motzia d'shayim. In other words, this doesn't say the earth was filled with vegetation. It says like there was some vegetation growing. It doesn't say the trees were filled with fruit. It was a tree that was the first pasuk that says tachei aretz desha, that the world be filled with vegetation. Here it says vatotzei ha'aretz desha. The earth came forth with some vegetation. And then it doesn't say, the first pasuk said eitz peri, that the eitz is filled with peirot. Here it says eitz oseh peri, like a tree that's like forming a fruit. So ezu chodesh ha'aretz motzia d'shayim, bilan motzi peirot, which is the month when the earth comes forth with vegetation and the tree comes forth with fruit, hevi omer zeh nisan. So he says that that's Nisan. That time, all the animals, time for mating of the animals, it is a proof from the pasuk that it links in other words, with the growth and the mating of the animals. He says, "Shenemar quotes pasuk tilim, lafshu karim latzon v'gomer." Now again, the Gemara quotes the beginning of the pasuk. You always need the end of the pasuk. It says, "Lafshu karim latzon," that the son, like the sheep became clad, means the Gemara takes like they were pregnant. And then it says, let's see, Rashi, I think, has it. One second. Yeah. He says, anyway, so Rashi quotes the end of the Pasuk around the eighth hour line. It says, Yitro'au af yashiru. In other words, they'll call out. In other words, the earth will grow, the things will grow forth from the earth. They'll call out and they'll sing. It means the rustling of the crops, he calls like calling out. So the animals are mating at the time that the things that are growing. So he says here, the eid. So anyway, so those are the two tzadim. Okay, now the eidach. Now, how will the Tana Reb Lezer? The Tana Reb Lezer says the world is created, so the trees are filled with fruits. So the eidach nami achtiv eitz osepri. What does he do with the pasuk? It says it was eitz osepri, a tree that's going to come forth with a fruit. Not that it has a fruit right now. What does the Tana Reb Lezer do with that? It says hahu lebrach ledorot hudachti. He says that's a bracha for dorot. In other words, I'm creating the world now. The trees are filled with fruit, but there's a bracha that now you know every year the trees will get filled up. The idach nami. So what does Tana Reb Yeshua, who holds that the trees are just coming forth with fruit, the idach nami achiv eitz pri? What does he do with eitz pri? Eitz pri that the trees are filled with fruit. He says, "Who could Rabbi Yeshua Levi?" So he, the Tana Rabbi Yeshua, will say that pasuk is to come to teach me that which Rabbi Yeshua Levi. Rabbi Yeshua Levi is the only Chacham who's mentioned in the Mishnah, in the Braisa, and in the Gemara. Okay? So he says, everything that was created with Komatan Nivru. They were created with their full stature. He says, and that's going to be from the eights. That's what he's going to learn from eights pre. In other words, the eights was like large enough, you know, to create the payroll. He says, Mekomatan Nivru, Ladatan Nivru. Now, Ladatan Nivru, they quote two pshatim in the R scroll, either that was with the consent of the creatures being created. Like there's the rukhni level for everything, and they were created with their consent. You know, like the horse, you want to be created. You know, the donkey, you want to be created. You know, everything, the apple tree, you want to be created. That's one. Or the other pshat is the data nivru, that everything was created with its full maturity. Whatever maturity, mental faculties it has, it was created with the full das. That's another pshat. And then he says, the tzivyonan nivru. Now, tzivyonan, tzavi, can mean to desire something. And tzvi could also mean something beautiful, like tzvi. So the tzivyonan nivru, it can mean that they were created in the form that they desired. Like, in other words, like the form that they ultimately assumed is the form that they desired. Or they were created with, like in the most beautiful fashion. Shneamar, now concerning the last two elements, we have a drasha. Shneamar, and this B'lein Eder will recite on Friday night, Shneamar by Chulu HaShemayim Ba'aretz V'Chol Tzva'am. So the Pshuto Shemekra is that the heavens and the earth and all their hosts were completed. He says, Al Tikrei Tzva'am, don't read it Tzva'am, El Tzivyonam. Tzivyonam, they were created either like the way, like with their consent and the way they desire to be created, or with all their beauty they were created, but that's that drasha. But the point is that Eitz Pri teaches me that everything was created at its full stature. That's the Tanur of Yeshua says. Okay, let me pause for a second, and we'll take some questions. Who said questions, comments, or thoughts on anything I did so far?
Is it accepted?
Wait. I'm speaking, then I'll come to you. One time. That's Rabbi Yeshua, right? Yeah, I think I think it makes a lot of sense. That's a very good sushtel. Because, I mean, I in other words, the Chazal, please, just one second. Okay, we'll do the translations later. Okay, so it means that the Chazal have a lot of comparisons between the erection of the Mishkan and the Bris Olam. The whole Mishkan it represents like the creation of the world. Each element, like the parochet is like the rakia, and the menorah, the Medrash just says like the morot. So every element, you know, relates to the creation of the world. So conceptually, I would see a lot of connection between the two. Okay, now sushal means the connection. Okay, okay. Anyway. So the all right. What do you want, Fern?
Is it accepted that the world was created in 1 week? Is it literally 1 week?
This is a very, very big issue, Fern. You know, this is a very big issue. So
because that would have implications here.
Let me defer on that question a little bit, okay? And then let me just go through with the Gemara. All right, let's take
then what you said with the Rabbi Rishon. It says that because of creation, Hashem hekdimet zeh for 100.
Okay, who says that?
It's not our shop.
Okay, thank you. Okay, let's see further back in the Gemara. Okay, everybody, let's all focus back in the Gemara. Okay, now we're 10 lines above where it gets wide on Yud Aleph Amud Aleph. Okay. Reb Lezer Omer, I mean, Ayin Shem Tishrei. Now we're moving on to the next point. So they had a machloket whether B'Tishrei Nivra Olam or B'Nisan Nivra Olam, and we brought rayos for each one. Now the next item on the list is that Reb Lezer holds B'Tishrei Nol Du Avot, that Avram and Yaakov were born in Tishrei, because everybody agrees Yitzchak was born in Pesach, and Rabbi Yeshua holds no, everybody's born in Nisan. So now, Reb Lezer Omer, I mean, Ayin Shem Tishrei Nol Du Avot. How do I know that the Avot, the patriarchs, Avram and Yaakov, were born in Tishrei? Shneamar, by Kalu Elamel Shlomo Kol Ish Yisrael B'Yerecha Eitanim B'Chag. And then, you know, the Gemara quotes the beginning of the Pasuk. You need the end of the Pasuk. Hu HaChodesh HaShvihi. It's the seventh month, which is Tishrei. So everybody gathers to Shlomo Melech, B'Yerecha Eitanim, the month of Eitanim, of the strong ones, B'Chag. On the Chag of Sukkot. And this is when he's dedicating the Beis HaMikdash. So, but it identifies Yerach HaEitanim is the seventh month, which we call Tishrei. Yerach Shnol Lubo Eitanei Olam. So the Gemara says, this is according to Tan Reb Lezer, it means, why is it called Yerech HaEitanim, the month of the strong ones? It's the month, please one second, it's the month that the Avot were born in, the Eitani Olam. My mashma dai Eitan l'shatakipehu. How is it mashma that Eitan means strong? How do you see that? To the thief, Eitan Moshevecha. It says in Parshat Balak, Eitan Moshevecha, like your place of residence is very strong. He says, Ba'omer, and now he's going to link it in, Ba'omer Shemu, he's going to prove that the Eitan is the Avot. That the mountains here, like the quarrel of Hashem, and the Eitanim are the foundation of the earth. So in other words, Eitanim are compared to the Harim. In other words, Eitanim are equal to Harim. Let the Harim here, Riv Hashem, by Eitanim, most of the earth, and the Eitanim who are the foundation of the earth. So the Harim and the Eitanim are things equal to the same thing, are equal to each other. But Omer, and there's another pasuk that says, Kod of the Hinezeba, the sound of my beloved is coming. Midalegal Harim. So Midalegal Harim would mean skip over the mountains, but the Gemara takes it that it's skipping on account of the mountains. We'll see in a minute. The Kapes Al Gvaot. It's jumping with HaKadosh Baruch Hu is doing things because of the Harim and because of the Gvaot, because the hills, the mountains and the hills. Mikapes means to jump over the hills. Midalegal Harim is Chorabot. In other words, Hashem is bringing out the Geula in Mitzrayim sooner than it should have been because of the Zechus of the Avos, because the merit of Avram Yitzchak and Yaakov. And it was Avram Yitzchak and Yaakov on the mountains. So he says, Kol Dodi Hinei Zeba, the voice of my beloved is HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He's humming, and what is he doing? He's Midaleg Al Harim. He's skipping over time because of the mountains, which are the Avos, and because of the Gvod, who would be Kapes Al Gvod, but Spodi Mahot. So you see, the mountains are equal to the Avot, and we said that they were equal to the Eitanim in the previous Pasuk. So in other words, so things equal to the same thing are equal. So Harim equals Avot equals Eitanim, and the Eitanim are the Avot. Okay? Now, so that's the proof that Reb Lezer has that the Eitanim, that the Avot, are born in Tishrei. Reb Yeshua Omer, three lines above. We'll do 1 minute. 1 minute. Please just wait 2 minutes, okay? So three lines above where it gets wide because we're running out of time. Rabbi Yeshua Omer, Minayin Shebe Nisan Lo Du Avot. How do I know that the Avot were born in Nisan? Shene'emar, he's also referring to a Pasuk by Shlomo Melech. So he's referring to the Pasuk when Shlomo Melech begins building the Beis HaMikdash. It says, Vayhi B'shmonim Shana V'yarba Mayot Shana Se'i B'nei Shlomo Yisrayim, 480 years since they left Egypt. And we quoted this Pasuk earlier. And again, there's only two dates in the Vim that you have to remember. One is by Yiftach, he says it's 300 years since we left Egypt. And when they built the Beis HaMikdash, it's 480 years since they left Egypt. He says, Bashana HaRevi'it, on the fourth year of his reign, of Shlomo's reign, B'chodesh Ziv, the month of Ziv. Now again, the Gemara says that's the B'chodesh HaSheni. B'chodesh HaSheni, that would be ER. So B'yerach Shnol Dubu Ziv Tanei Olam, the month that the radiant people were born in, which takes it, is the Avot. Now, the only thing is it doesn't work out so well, because here it's saying ER, we're trying to prove that Nisan is the month. So Rashi's Tupshatim, the easier of the Tupshatim Rashi has, is that that the Avot were born in Nisan, but this is like the first complete month since they were born. In other words, they're born in Nisan, but now it's the first month since they're born. That's the easier Pshat that he has. So in other words, if Tanei Olam. Okay, now. Now let's see. Hakhtiv or Bidach Nami Hakhtiv, Yerecha Eitanim. So, what does Rabbi Yeshua do with the pasuk that says Yerecha Eitanim, the month of the Eitanim, which we said was Tishrei? So that seems like a good proof for Reb Lezer. Hatam the Takife B'mitzvot. So he learns that when it's Yerecha Eitanim, not that the strong ones, meaning the Abba, were born there, but rather It's takif mitzvot, it's strong in mitzvot, and Rashi says you have so many unique mitzvot in the month of Tishrei that specifically he's got shofar, Yom Kippurim, Sukkah, Lulav, Arava, Nisan, Kamayim. That's Yerecha Eitanim. B'idach, the second line from the top, from the wide line, B'idach nami achti b'chodesiv. What does the Tanur Reb Lezer do with chodesiv? Like the month of the radiance, we think was the Avot. He says, Ahud it be ziva lilane. He says, no, means that there is like a fragrance or a radiance to the trees, the fruit trees. The third white line. The Amar of Yehuda, Rav Yehuda says, when a person goes out during the days of Nisan, he says, he sees that are in bloom, trees that are in bloom. He's a fruit tree that's in bloom. Omer, there's a special bracha that he has to recite. Baruch shel chiser bo lamoklam, blessed is Hashem who doesn't like lack anything in his world. Uvarabo briot tovot bilanot tovot. He created wonderful creatures and wonderful trees. Ne'ot b'hem b'nei Adam. So that people derive benefit from it. So that's how he darshans it. Okay? All right. So, all right. Robert, what did you want? You were chomping at the bit before. What's up? Right. Yeah, I understand. Okay. So I don't know what their birthday is. We're focusing on Harim. It says Midalei Galahei Harim. Hashem jumped. He shortened the time because of the Harim, because of the mountain. That's the key. And the mountains are the Avot, right? The mountains are the Avot. Then we have the other pasuk that the Gemara quoted. One second. We have the other pasuk that the Gemara quoted was. It says Shemu Harim Meriv Hashem Va'Eitani Mostei Aretz. Let the mountains hear the quarrel of Hashem and the Eitanim Mostei Aretz, and the Eitanim who were the foundation of the earth. So if Harim equals Avot, when you see, in other words, Harim, Avot equals Harim equals Eitanim. That's it. In other words, things equal to the same thing are equal to each other. So the Avot are the Harim, right? Okay, and then the Harim are the same as the Eitanim. So the Eitanim are the same as the Avot. We're not focused on the Imahot. I don't know when the Imahot were born, but that's the word Givahot. I'm not focusing on the word Givahot. I'm focusing on the word Harim. That's what I'm interested in. Okay, now let's go further back.
You mentioned Harim is Harim. Harim in Hebrew is both parents. They learned that this is after their fathers.
Where did you get this thing in blue here? What did he say?
He says that they're
Just read it.
Harim is Harim.
All right, that's a different shot. Okay, so... Let me see what you have here. Just point. Which footnote? Okay, which footnote? Okay. Hamila Harim Reshit Lashon Horim Dehanu Ha'avot. All right. So he's just saying he's got a pshat that Harim means Horim. But the main thing is okay. But the main thing is that Harim are the Avot. Okay. Let's go further than the Gemara now. Now, all right. We're on the fifth very wide line. Okay. Now. Mantabar Benisan Noldu, Benisan Meitu. Now the Gemara says the one who says the Avot are born in Nisan, then in Nisan they die. Mantabar Betishrei Noldu, Betishrei Meitu. And the one who holds they're born in Tishrei, they die in Tishrei. So they both agree the month that the Avot are born in, they die in. He says, Shinemar, Vayomar Lehem, Bemeyav Yishim Shanochi Yom. Moshe Rabbeinu says, right before he dies, I'm 120 years old today. Shein Tam Lomar Hayom. He doesn't have to say today. He says, I'm 120 years old. You know, in other words, not today I'm 120 years old. Like saying today I'm 120 years old, and today I'm 120 years old. Uma Tam Lomar Hayom. Hayom Malu Yamayu Shnotai. In other words, now today I'm completing 120 years. He says, Lamedifa Shesparku Yosheiv Malay Shnotaim Shel Tzadikim Yom Yom Lechorish Kodesh. That teaches you that if you're a tzaddik, Hashem gives you like you say in Yiddish. You bring out the Yiddish to me with tefillah hand, like with a full hand. In other words, Hashem, he gives you like the bracha, like to its fullness. So if you had a decree that you're going to live 70 years, you live 70 full years. You know, not you dying at 69 and a half, that's a shalom, but you get the full amount of your decree, or make it 80 or 90, whatever, 100. Anyway, so he says, Nechosh l'chodesh ne'emar e'vespar yamech amalei. So we assume that just like what happened to Moshe Rabbeinu, the Avot were also tzaddikim, so they are also living full, complete years. So if they're born in Tishrei, they die in Tishrei. If they're born in Nisan, they die in Nisan. Now, Pesach Nolad Yitzchak Menalan. Now they both agree that Yitzchak was born on Pesach. Everybody's on the same page for that. So this is getting close to Parsha of Shavua. Kidechtiv Lamaweda Shavilecha. So it says the Malachim come and visit Avram Avinu, and they say to Avram Avinu, Lamoed, the way the Gemara takes it, Moed is a set time, but the Gemara takes Lamoed means the next Yantiv. In other words, Lamoed Ashubi Lecha Ka'ed Chayal Sarabain. The next Yantiv, I'm going to return to you, and Sarah's going to have a child. So they take it that the Malachim are visiting on a Yantiv, and saying the next Yom Tov you're going to have a child. Now the Gemara is going to analyze this. So the Gemara says, Eimat Koy. So when are the Malachim coming and making the statement? Yilema Pesach. If we say they're at Pesach, the Kamar Leba Atzeret, and they're saying by Shavuos she's going to have a child, B'tamshin Yomim Nikiyal. So can a woman give birth in 50 days? That's not going to happen, not naturally. Ela the Koy Batzeret, B'Kamar Leba Tishrei. So alternative B, it's Shavuos, and they're saying that she'll give birth by Sukkot. So Akati becomes Shuyarchi Nikiyal. That would leave 5 months. So in 5 months, can he have a child? Now it's really 4 months and a fraction, but you have to say that fraction is like the fifth month. He says, Ella, so having exhausted those other two possibilities, Ella de Kai Bechag, you have to say the Malachim came on Sukkot. He says, V'kamar la b'Nisan, and they say, in Nisan, you'll have a child. So it's Sukkot now, it's Tishrei, and they're saying, in Nisan, you'll have a child. So the Gemara says, Akadu Chiti Yarchi Nikialda. So that's 6 months. So does a woman give birth in 6 months? Still a rough hope. So the Gemara says, Tana Tona Braisa, O Tashana Muberet Haita. So the Tana Tona Braisa that year was the Shana Muberet. So it's not 6 months between Sukkot and Pesach, it's 7 months. So the Gemara says, So, immediately Mar Yomi Tuma Batsilu. So the Gemara takes it, a child can be born for 7 months, but because I'll teach us that Sarah became Anita that day. So it's Anita, you got to give her time to get out of Anita before they can have relations and she can conceive a child. So the, how do I know here's Anita? Let's take a look at Rashi. Six lines from the bottom in Rashi. Tum Anita, the time alone, Sarah Anita, Otoyon Pars Anita, Lefichach, Vaitachem Abakalav and Abakar. It was when he, this is actually Parsha Shavua. So maybe think about it when you're hearing Kriyas Torah, the Shabbos, that he Avraham Avinu takes the butter, the milk, and the young cattle, he says, Aval lo ha'ugo shalashtar hi betuma. He doesn't take, in other words, he says, Lushi basugo, eat the ugo. But then she became Anita, so the ugo became tmeo. So it's a little strange to go like, I don't know, I presumably he doesn't know the malachim are really malachim, but even though they are malachim, I don't think they really eat. And the second thing is, I mean, that like Chazal teaches that they look like they came down to earth and they ate, but like, And then, I don't think they have two mentara. So the only way you're left is that Avraham Avinu was makpid to eat even as hulin in a state of tara. The only way you have to say with this. Otherwise, I was speaking to a number of people today, and that's the way it came out. I spoke to Rabbi Packer, Rabbi Sablovsky, but that's the way it came out. So he says, now, so anyway, the point is I have less than 7 months. So the Gemara says, Amar Mar Zutra. So Mar Zutra says, Avhila Mandara, you let it tishrei, you let it lekutoin. Even according to the opinion, it says, when a woman gives birth after 9 months, he doesn't do fractions of months. In other words, you get the whole 9 months. You let it the Shiva, but a woman who gives birth after 7 months, you let it the Kutai. In other words, it doesn't have to be completely 7 months. It could be fractions of months. Shinemar, and now he puts a pasuk by Chana, who's the mother of Shmuel, the wife of Elkanah. Shinemar by Yidla Tekufot Yamim. It says, after Tekufot Yamim, she gave birth. Tekufot is 3 months, and so minimum Tekufot is 6 months, and Yamim is 2 days. So Mia Tekufot Shtayim, a minimum of 6 months, Umiya Yamim Shtayim. So she gave birth after 6 months and 2 days. So that could be the way it would take place. Now, the only thing is, this is not like the way most Mepharshim explain. Most Mepharshim explain, actually, we'll see in a minute, but most Mepharshim explain the Malachim came to visit on Pesach, is the way most Mepharshim explain. And then when the Malachim come to Lod, it says, Umototo Fava Yochelu, he baked the matzahs because it was Pesach. But it's interesting, according to this way, the way they were saying, the Malachim are there in Sukkot, there's a Medrash, the Rav Simon quotes in his Sefer, it says that the Zechus that Avraham Avinu said, Hisha Anu Tachar Eitz, in other words, lean against the tree, in other words, take shelter under this tree, so he was Zoche that his progeny would have the mitzvah of Sukkah. So it's interesting that that Medrash Rabbah is linking the whole incident with the Malachim to Sukkot, and here it's saying that Gufa, according to this, it happened on Sukkot. Now, there's actually a Tosfos. You look quickly, not Tosfos, the Haggad on Amud Beis. Look quickly at Amud Beis, the second top line. He says, Shamati b'day malachim b'o Pesach. The malachim certainly came on Pesach. He appears Rashi b'chumash, like Rashi says in his Mirish b'chumash. Abalo tolam away to Shubay Lechta, Shamar lo Kodesh Baruch Hu, Hayah b'tishrei. In other words, he wants to say malachim, they came on Pesach. And he said, a year from now, you'll have a child. But, Lama Weda Shubay Lecha, that was said by a Kadosh Baruch Hu, that was Matishrei. In other words, a Kadosh Baruch Hu makes a statement to Matishrei, when we were told Lomoi Darishakha the Masukha Kabakoi. Okay, let me see back in the Gemara. No, I gotta keep moving. I'm running out of time. Sorry. Yeah, let's keep moving. So the Gemara says, 5 lines from the bottom. Okay, listen. Chavra, yeah. Excuse me. Listen, I have a class here. Maybe learn over there. Learn in the far corner, okay? And do quietly, okay? Because I have a class. Okay, please excuse me, all right? Now, the Gemara says, let's take a look. Okay, now, Rosh Hashanah Nifkidah Sar Rachel B'Chana. For Rosh Hashanah, the decree came out that Sar Rachel B'Chana should have children. Menalim, where do we know this from? So Amr Blazar, Atya Pekita Pekita. We're going to learn Xera Shava using the word Pekita Pekita, like to remember. Atya Zachira Zachira. And then another Xera Shava Zachira Zachira. Hiba Rachel by his Koral Kimit Rachel. By Rachel, it says that God remembered Rachel. This is Hiba Chana by his Kirei Hashem. So by both of those, it says Zikaron. Atya Zachira Zachira Mirosh Hashanah. Now, here, one of the Pesukim is in the Nevi'im. It's not actually a full-fledged Xera Shava, but it's like, I guess, a remez that it would take place in Rosh Hashanah. And it says, concerning Rosh Hashanah, the Tziv Shabbaton, Zichron Trua. So it says Zechira, it says by Rachel. It says Zechira by Chana. And Rosh Hashanah, it says Zechira by Rosh Hashanah, Zichron Trua. Pekita, Pekita. Now, we have Pekita, Pekita as well. Tipa Chana, Kifakara Shem and Chana. By Chana, says Zechira, but it also says Pakara Shem and Chana. Tipa Sarah, by Shem Pakara Sarah. So Sarah is linked to Chana. Chana is linked to Rosh Hashanah, so everybody had the decree on Rosh Hashanah. Now, Rosh Hashanah Yosef Beit HaAsurim, on Rosh Hashanah, Yosef was freed from prison. Menalan, where do we know that from? The thief. Now, this is the Shir Shal Yom for tomorrow. So when you say the Shir Shal Yom tomorrow, you have a lot of Torah to think about in the Shir Shal Yom, okay? So this is the thief. Tekubah Chodesh Shofar B'Kesel Leom Chageinu, Tifok Yisrael Huish Rav Gomer. There's two psukim, blow a shofar, the chodesh shofar, at the renewal of the moon, blow the shofar, but kesli yom chagenu, the holiday that's hidden, in other words, like it's a new moon, ki chokli yisrael mishpat l'lukhi Yaakov, it's a statute for the Jewish people. Then, turn page, top line, yudalap and beis, 11 be the top line. Then, the pasuk afterwards says, eidut beisayib samo b'tzitel arisrayim, that there was testimony concerning Yosef when he left Egypt. In other words, so one pasuk is speaking about Rosh Hashanah, and then it says Yosef, you know, like became a viceroy of Egypt. So the implication then happened to Rosh Hashanah. Rosh Hashanah bat la'avu dami avotinu b'mitzrayim. On Rosh Hashanah, so the servitude ceased in Egypt. Tiv hacha v'hotzei tircha mitachat sivlot mitzrayim. It says in Parshat Va'era, I will bring you forth from the burdens of Egypt, sivlot mitzrayim. Uchtiv hatam, again, we're going to a pasuk in tomorrow's Shir Shal Yom, Hasiroti Nisevel Shechmo. I will remove from them the burden of their shoulders. In other words, the Shir Shal Yom, which is Tilim Pei Aleph, is talking about Rosh Hashanah. The Shir Shal Yom says that Yosef is freed from prison, and the Shir Shal Yom says Hasiroti Nisevel Shechmo. I remove the burden from them. And we see in other pasuk it says Vahutzeiti Etchem Mitachat Sivlot Mitzrayim. So we think that that's also happening in Rosh Hashanah. Now, just a few more lines, and I'll pause. We'll take some questions and comments. Okay. But Nisan Nigalu. So in Nisan, our forefathers were redeemed from Egypt. You read the pasuk in the Chumash Parshat Bo. So they were redeemed in Nisan. But Tishrei Atim LiGael. In Tishrei, they'll be redeemed in the future. And we went through the whole shot with the Turei Evan. But either it's, that's Be'itah, and it's appointed time, or the Kibbutz Galiot, according to the other pshat that we went. Okay, that's the Sfas MS. So, B'tishrei Atim Liyael, Atya Shofar, again, linking back to the Pesukim in tomorrow's Daf Yomi, tomorrow's Shir Shal Yom. Atya Shofar, Kib Hacha Tikuba Chodesh Shofar. So, in that paracantillon, says, blow in the renewal of the month of the Shofar, Uchtiv Hatam. It says in Yeshaya, "Vayomahu yitakav shofar gadol." On that day, they'll grow the great shofar at the time of the Geula. So I already know in Tilim Tayel Pe'al from Rosh Hashanah, and it says that they'll blow the shofar. It's in Tishrei. Okay, now Rabbi Yeshua Omer, "Benisan nigalu, benisan atim ligel." The Tana Rabbi Yeshua says they were. This is the quote that everybody always says: "Benisan they're redeemed, benisan they will be redeemed." Minalan. Where do we know that from? Amar Kro Leil Shimurim. Now, the way he's learning, Leil Shimurim, like Shimurim can be guarded, which is the way we're going to learn in a few lines, but Leil Shimurim can be something that you're expecting. In other words, eagerly expecting, like Ba'aviv Shamar Hadabar, by Yaakov Avinu. Yosef has the dreams, and it says, Ba'aviv Shamar Hadabar, like Yaakov was waiting to see like when these dreams are going to be fulfilled. So he says, so Leil Shimurim, a night that's with expectation, Leil Hamashumur Bamishishin Mebreshit, meaning that it says in the Pasuk, it says Leil Shimurim twice. Leil Shimurim Hu Lashem Lotziam, it's Luminar Sitraim, Hu Alayla Zeh Lashem Shimurim Lechol Bnei Yisrael B'dor Tam. Shimurim twice in the Pasuk. So that was the night that Hashem was expecting from Sheishin Mebreshit, from the 6 days of creation. The Kadosh Baruch Hu is waiting for one Leil Shimurim, which is the night of Pesach, and he's waiting for the next Leil Shimurim, which is the final Gula, according to Rabbi Yeshua. The Idach, what does Rabbi Lezer do with that Pasuk? The Idach, Laila HaMashumur Baman HaMazikim. It's the night that's a protected night. In other words, you're protected from the Mazikim on Leil Pesach. That's what it's saying. In other words, it's a guarded night. In other words, you have a greater protection, like, you know, like on the Leil Pesach, so on Kriyat Shema Lamita, normally you say Kriyat Shema Lamita, you say Shema, and then if you look in the Seder, there's a million psukim to say afterwards. But on Leil Seder, you only recite the Bracha, and either one paragraph or three paragraphs of Shema, whatever you do. You don't say all the psukim on Leil Seder, because it's a Leil Shimurim. And a lot of people say that we open the door to show, not for Eliyahu Navi, but to show that it's a Leil Shimurim, and in reference to our faith in Hashem, that he's going to send Eliyahu HaNavi and bring the ultimate Geula. So Leil Shimurim. Okay, let me pause, take some questions, and we go in for the kill for the rest of the daf. Who's got questions, comments, or thoughts on anything I did so far?
Just one question with the Leil Shimurim.
Wait. Robert's asking a question, and I'll come to you okay. Basically, Robert. Right. Well, they weren't free to leave, but they weren't like forced to build bricks and you know, make bricks and pull the whole things. Okay, what's up, Pesach David?
To leave the door open, isn't that like relying on a miracle, like on a dash?
Wait, say it again. Wait. I can't hear you. Say it again. Leaving the door open.
You said for Leil Shimurim, they leave the door open. Right. But isn't that relying on a miracle from Hashem? You really shouldn't do that.
No. Hashem says it's a Leil Shimurim. That's what Hashem says. He says that's the Haftacha from Hashem. It's a Leil Shimurim. So I'm not saying go to sleep with the door open, but it's like to show that we have a belief that we are more protected on the night of Pesach.
Well, then that is
right. What? All right. Okay. I got to keep moving. Okay. Now. All right. Now this is a difficult Gemara, so I'm going to go through this and we'll get as far as we can, if possible. I want to try to get to two dots on you based on Aleph. Because I want to get through this difficult Gemara. Okay, now, let's take a look at the next piece of Gemara. Now, the Gemara says, Ba'azul Tamayus. Now, Reb Lezer and Yeshua have machloket when the world was created. Now, as a corollary to that machloket, they have machloket when the Mabul began, which we saw already. Now, the Mabul began, B'chodesh HaSheni, the Mabul begins in the second month, and the Mabul ends in the second month. So, which is the second month? So, according to Reb Lezer, the second month is Mar Cheshvan. The Mabul begins in Mar Cheshvan and concludes in Mar Cheshvan. And according to Rabbi Yeshua, the second month is Iyar. So the Mabul begins in Iyar and ends in Iyar. That's the first Yisod, okay? Now, Ba'azu Tamayu, they follow their Shita, the Tani, we learn in the Braisa, Ishnat Shesh Me'oshana L'chayi Noach, in the 100th year of life of Noach, B'chodesh HaSheni B'Shavasar Yom L'chodesh, in the second month on the 17th of the month, Rabbi Yeshua Meir, Oto Ayom, Shivasar Be'iyar Haya. So Rabbi Yeshua says that was the 17th of Iyar. He says, Yom, Shemazal Kima, Shokeya Bayom. Now, the Mazal Kima, again, there's a machloket among the Rishonim what Mazal Kima is, but the way many Rishonim understand it, it's the tail end of Aries. Aries is, in Hebrew, it's the Tleh, the lamb, but in Latin English, it's Aries, which is the ram. But either way, whether it be the lamb or the ram, one of the constellations of the zodiac is Aries. And Aries has like the tail end of it. So in other words, it forms an animal and the tail of the star is at the tail of it. Now, each sign of the zodiac rises above the horizon for two. In other words, there's an ecliptic. There's like a belt in the sky with signs of the zodiac. Okay. There's a belt in the sky with the signs of the zodiac. Each sign, okay, please. Each sign of the zodiac, he can read. Okay, listen. Each sign of the zodiac goes up for 2 hours, and then it's replaced by the next sign of the zodiac. In other words, each one keeps moving during the day, and it keeps. It's really Earth is moving, but relative to Earth, everything is moving. So he says that the 17th of the year, Yom Shemazal Kima Shokea Bayom, a day that the mazel of Kima was like setting during the day. In other words, the mazel of Kima, it rises 2 hours before the end of the night at that time. And then afterwards it's called like setting during the day. That's what he's calling it. He says, Umayinot Min Ma'atim. As a result of that, the springs underneath the earth, the water is, there's not so much water around. But since the people during that generation of the Mabul, they corrupted their paths. Shinakash Barkulehama said, oh, he changed like the normal Bria. He brought Mazal Kima up during the day. In other words, the Mazal Kima normally would come up 2 hours before nightfall would come up. In other words, when it's right above the horizon. So it would be right above the horizon, right at the end of the evening. Now Hashem changed it, and it came above the horizon during the day. He took two stars from Kima. He says, Vavima Bulilam. So in other words, Kima seems to be associated with, when Kima is Shokea, there's not so much water. When Kima is Ola, there's a lot of water, there's a lot of rain. So Kima is Ola, and he takes two stars from Kima, and somehow the floods come to the earth. Okay, now, Reb Lezer Omer, the Tan Reb Lezer says, Oto Yom Shivasar B'Cheshvanaya. So the Tan Reb Lezer says the second month was Bar Cheshvan, the 17th. Everybody's the 17th of the second month. So Reb Lezer says, look, please, Reb Lezer says the 17th of Bar Cheshvan, Yom Shemazal Kima Ole Bayom. So that is a day that Mazal Kima, at daybreak, it rises above the horizon. You can't see it, but it rises above the horizon. So it's in full force. The Umayanot Megabrim, as a result of that, the Mayanot are naturally strong. So we don't understand this line. Hashem, because they were Mishkan Maaseim, in other words, they corrupted their ways, they acted perversely, you know, having bestiality and things like that. So Hashem changed Maasei Breishis. The Gemara is going to ask, what did he change? Because Kima normally comes up that way, and the Mayanot are normally pulled that time. All right, now, the Gemara says, the fourth line, so according to Tan Rabbi Yeshua, I understand the second month. In other words, we take it that regardless of whether we hold the world's created in Tishrei or the world's created in Nisan, month number one is Nisan, month number two is Iyar. That's the way it's given. Because Rishonu Lachamotam Shehashana. So according to Rabbi Yeshua, it's a Sheni, and that I understand. That's Iyar. El Rabbi Lezer, my Sheni. Please, Rabbi Lezer, what is Sheni? How does Sheni become Mar Cheshvan? It's not the second month. He says, Shane in the Din. It's the second month after the Din. There was on Rosh Hashanah, you have a Din. Second month Din. Now, B'Shleimu Rabbi Yeshua, Han of the Shina. According to Tan Rabbi Yeshua, I understand that Hashem changed like the natural order of the world. El Reb Lezer, my Shina. What did he change? Because it seemed like the Mazel of Kima is in its regular place. The Mayanot are from Mitgaber, when they normally wouldn't. What did he change? So the Gemara says, Kidrav Chista. The Amar of Chista, that at that generation, they sinned with that which boils, it means with their semen. In other words, they sinned with their semen, that's rotim. They were judged with boiling water. He says, in other words, they did all these like sexual averot, you know, bestiality and gilui arayot and everybody having sex with this, that, the other person. So they were judged with boiling water. By a shoku amayim, here it says that the water like rested, so, like, or he says, in other words, Haman HaMelech is the anger of the king, and it goes to Esther, but the anger in Hebrew is connected to heat. It was the heat of the king came to rest. Shachacha means it's like cooling off. In other words, the heat of the king cooled off. Like in other words, the king was angry, now he cooled off. So, but it's like the heat cools off.
Cabbage and brown grapes.
Please, I need.
Here's a summary from Good Housekeeping. Just one cup of grapes.
All right. Now, Okay, we all heard the housekeeping, good housekeeping. Okay, now, okay, now, but Chamad Amel Shachacha. So by Ashoku Amayim, okay, please, I need everybody's attention for 5 more minutes. Please turn that cell phone off. I don't want to hear it now. Okay. But Chamad Amel Shachacha, so the king's heat cooled off by Ashoku Amayim, the water also cooled off. Okay, now. Let me do 3 more lines, and then we'll take questions, comments, and thoughts, and then it has to be it for tonight, okay? So, Tana Rabbanan, Chachmei Yisrael, Monim Lamabul, Reb Lezer, Kupak Reb Yeshua. The Chachmei Yisrael means the Jewish sages, they count for the Mabul like Reb Lezer, meaning that they calculate the years of Noach. In other words, remember we saw that Noach, when does it become 601 on Rosh Hashanah? In other words, the years, remember the Turei Evan explained, that they didn't have like birthdays for years, like the day they're born, when the year begins. So the Chachmei Yisrael, they count the years like Reb Lezer. In other words, for the Mabul, he says, look at Rashi, Monim Shnot Noach, Ubriyat Olam, Shnot Adorok, Reb Lezer, Monim Yitishrei Tchilat Hashanim, and look at the Rashi, V'lom Yishim Desfir Luhu B'tishrei Nivra Olam, not because the Chachmei Yisrael hold the world was created in Tishrei, which they don't hold. He says, "El the Tishrei Rosh Hashanah l'Shanim v'Nisan Nivra Ha'olam Kidikani." So the Chachmei Yisrael just hold that the years are measured from Tishrei. That's the only thing to say, but they really hold the world is created in Nisan. And he says, So Tkufot, the calculation of Tkufot are like the equinoxes and the solstices, but it means that when was the sun placed in the sky? So we hold the first Wednesday in Nisan is when the first Tkufa was, and then everything's calculated from there. It was every 3 months the new Tkufa. In other words, Tkufa is 1/4 of the length of a year, the solar year. It's Tkufa. So you have Tkufa Nisan is the vernal equinox, then you have the solstice, then you have the autumnal equinox, they have the winter solstice. So the first Tkufa was in Nisan. So it means you make Birchas Hakama, you make once every 28 years in Nisan. He says here, please, 1 second. Chachmei umot ha'olam, but the chachamim, the non-Jewish sages, monin af l'mabul to Rabbi Yeshua. They hold everything like Rabbi Yeshua, even for the mabul like Rabbi Yeshua. So, okay, now, so just to summarize, so we learned tonight the machlokes between Rabbi Elazar and Rabbi Yeshua, but it comes out at the end of the day, from the Maskat al-Gemara, that we really hold the world was created in Nisan, not in Tishrei. So you have to say, in the davening, when we say, hayom ha'arad ha'olam, that today's the birthday of the world, it means it was Olam Machshav of HaKadosh Baruch Hu to create the world. That's the way, at least from the way the boy Rashi learns the thing. Okay, I have 2 minutes for questions. Then we got it. What do you got, Ode? Oh, well, Ode is patient. You want to say that?
I said the first Tkufa, we know it is Dalet Netzender.
Right.
It's the first, that's when we start saying then.
And in Talmata, but that's a little, but it is, but okay, but in other words, the Tkufa is the sun, the moon, everything was created on Yom Ravi, and so if Nisan Nibra Ha'olam was created on the first Wednesday in Nisan, and then from there we calculate when it goes back to that hour on Wednesday, that's when we have Birchas Chama. What's up,
Hashem created the whole world in a week. Now I need to have machshava for 6 months to know how to
plan. Or how to understand these things. These things are hard, and they're anthropomorphisms. Because what does Hashem? You're right. What does Hashem think? What does he do? But I don't know how to answer. Okay. So I think that's it for tonight. Okay. Nice having everybody. Let me end the recording. One second. Let's end the recording. 1 second.